and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I'm learning as I go, Raven, when it comes to parenting. Let's be honest. Because I think any... I still say I'm a first-time parent.
Sure.
Because I am. Every day is a new thing that I don't know what to do and I don't know how to conquer it.
Well,
you know?
I think parents make mistakes. You can take all the advice you want to out of the world, but you still have to come up with your own ideas. And you think that you're going to have these great ideas, and then the moment hits you.
Right.
And then you can go left or right, and one side might be better than the other, but we make mistakes.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Behind the scenes here, a lot of times I'll tell Raven things that are going on with my daughter, Hayden.
And they're entertaining, to say the least.
Right. And he's just like, oh, yeah, I don't know how to deal with that. Yeah. So I believe in following through, you know? So
sure.
Sometimes I say things and then I like want to bite my tongue because I'm like, why did I say that? Because now I'm going to have to follow through on this. For example, we were driving the other day and she had this annoying toy that she kept triggering it so it would make this obnoxious noise.
Yeah.
And I was like, please stop. Yeah, please stop. It was so loud.
First.
I asked.
Right, right.
I'm like, you know, please, honey. Like, mama asked you to stop. Please stop.
Right. And I have a headache.
Right. And then you look in the rearview mirror and she's like, it's like she's testing you with her eyes. And you see the finger getting closer. And I see her contemplating, like the wheels turning in her head.
Yeah.
So I make the blanket statement, if you do it again, I'm going to throw it out the window.
Wow.
Yep. And as soon as I said it, I'm like, oh, I'm not actually going to throw it out the window.
Am I?
So, sure enough, 3 seconds later.
Because she wants to test that barrier, too. Now you've drawn a line in the sand.
Right.
So, both of you equally are almost obligated to do this at this point.
Right.
It's a confrontation.
It really is.
What happens?
I get to the stop sign. I roll down the window. And in my mind, I see that it's like it's like a side residential road and there's like a little kind of like a side of grass.
Right.
So I reach back, I go, give it to me. And she like hands it to me with her eyes are wide as saucers.
Right. She
you
can't
know?
Believe this moment is happening.
Right.
It's the culmination of these things.
Right. And I toss it out the window.
Wow.
Yep. And I see it like right where it is on the sidewalk because like it was the grass. I knew it was going to be safe. I knew that I was going to go back and get it.
Right.
You know?
You thought.
Right.
Right.
And but she was like, you know, this the moment of silence, then the.
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. As you're driving away and the tears are flying out, because, I mean, you had talked to me about this before, so I'm acting shocked, you know, for entertainment's sake here. But
you know
I never really asked you what happened after. So did you go back for the item?
Yes. So I went.
So did you go back with her?
Yes. And I said, I'm going to go back and get it. But I'm telling you, next time you're not going to get it again, which is true. If that happened again, I would throw it out the window and then I would never go back.
You
got to
be careful with the bluff.
Right.
You know, there's a saying in poker is that, you know, if you bluff all the time, sometimes you got to have the cards.
Right.
You really do have to have them.
So, right.
Which means that you have to be able to follow through. Same thing in this regard.
But the question is that I am always curious at what kind of creative discipline other parents use. Because the truth is, she doesn't care if I take away her dessert for the most part. She doesn't care if I take away her iPad. She'll just go read a book. If I send her to her room, she's happy there.
There's fun things
toys.
To do in there.
Yeah, she loves that place.
Sure.
It's where she lives, you know? So what do you do, or what did your parents do to you that you thought was the most creative punishment? You can call us at
1-800-330-9999.
Talking about creative discipline, because I don't know how to discipline. It's like I the other day I threw a toy out the window because I said, you do it one more time, I'm going to throw this toy out the window. And then I had to follow through. I know that's important, you know?
You know, it's so funny, though. Back in the day, like when you were growing up, if your father said that to you, he would throw it out the window and then run it over with the car.
It's true.
Then back over it again.
And make you watch.
Then kick it all over the yard. Then he would probably make you pick it up because that's littering.
And then the whole time be like, this is your fault.
Right.
This is happening.
Right. You have done this to me. Start yelling at your brothers and sisters, too, because they're in the car crying.
Exactly.
Like the whole thing.
Right. So
blame Anna.
It's different now. Now it's like when it comes to like discipline, you got to like watch the lines. And I'm curious, what ways were you disciplined as a child, or how do you discipline your kids in an effective way? What kind of tactics do you use? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do?
It's very simple. You just load up the chores.
Load up the chores?
I know it sounds silly. You load up chores. And if they keep pushing your buttons, you keep giving more chores for her.
But you know how do you enforce that? Like when I tell her, like, you have to clean your room and you have to clean the bathroom, she looks at me like I'm insane.
You stand over them and watch them.
You don't let them out of the bathroom until they're done.
Right, wow. I have to lock her in the bathroom.
You know what I really want for the punishment, I would think, is if I had a kid, I'd like him to do my taxes like Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption.
Mm.
I'd like him to do my taxes for my friends,
right.
Run some sort of shell corporation,
right.
And eat the pie that I have left over.
We want to hear from you. What is your creative disciplinary thing that you do with your children? Or what did your parents do to you? 1-800-330-9999. My daughter was pushing my buttons. She was in the back seat of the car.
Mm-hmm.
She kept literally pushing the button on this annoying toy that was making the most obnoxious noise. Mm. I asked her to stop.
Out the window it went.
I said, I'm going to throw it out the window. And then you got to follow through when you're a parent. That I know. And and that's what I did. My friends say that I am going to basically put her in therapy if I keep doing things
well,
like this.
Well, the tears rolled and then you circled back.
But I went
to get tell her that, you know what? Next time there'll be no circling back here.
Right. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. And I'm curious, like, what is your creative punishment? What did your parents do to you when you needed to be disciplined? Or what do you do to your children that you find to be effective? Mm.
I remember my parents taking, like, the doors off the hinges.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. It'd be open. Or they'd be like, no, so you want to use the phone after bedtime or whatever? That's cool. We're not going to take the phone away. Just every time you get on the phone, we're going to be on the phone with you. So, like, my like it would just be this awkward, like, your mom would be on the phone with you while you're trying to talk to your friend. And, of course, what do you want to talk about? Your mom.
Right. It's kind of hard. It's hard. You can't do that anymore. You can't listen in on conversations now with the cell phones.
Right.
You know? Because
right.
It's like,
before
how
you could
in?
You just be like, did I hear a click? Yeah. Did I hear a click? Right.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your punishment, your creative punishment?
My mom takes away my electronics for a month and no TV for a month.
For a month?
Yep.
That's good.
That is
that
good.
That is good.
Right.
Right. Be steadfast on that, mom. Good luck when she's 15.
Right.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do for your creative disciplinary actions?
Well, what my parents would do to me is when I did something real bad, my dad would sit me down. And it's going to sound weird, but he would say, now, I'm going to ask you this. What do you think would be a fair punishment? It'd make me choose my punishment.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Reverse psychology.
Was there any choices? Was there like a wheel of doom?
I'm like, all right, well, I know I messed up. I know I got in trouble. I think if I did, you know, chores for a week, took my phone away, and took my Xbox away, that'd be good. He's like, okay, now I'm going to add something.
Oh.
And it'd be, for instance, he'd do something like, all right, and you're going to help the neighbors without me having to tell you. If I have to tell you, it's double, 2 weeks.
I think that's not a bad idea. I wonder what Hayden would come up with her own punishment. I'm going to try that next. She'd be like, I think I should eat extra dessert tonight. That'll teach me. She's smart like that. Hi, Anna and Raven. What's your creative punishment?
Well, it's actually my mother. I have three siblings, and we were all in the back seat of the car, misbehaving, being loud, like 30 years ago. And, you know, you threw your daughter's toy out the window, but my mother made us all get out of the car, and she drove away.
There you go.
I just leave her on the side of the
right.
road.
Yep.
Right.
And, like, we were, I don't know, maybe I was probably 8, so my youngest sister was only 4. So, like...
Right, so you thought, like, you'd never see her again.
And your mom just left
you.
Right.
Right.
Every single time my friends say that I'm screwing up my kid with the way I discipline her, I'm going to say, listen, I got a phone call from a lady that her mom left her on the side of the road with her 4-year-old sister. And I don't want to hear it ever again. Talking about what was your creative punishment when, you know, you were a kid, or what creative punishment do you use on your own children? I'm trying to get some tactics in my pocket because I don't know what I'm doing. I threw a toy out the window the other day because I threatened that I was going to do it, that I felt like I had to follow through, you know?
Yeah, Nancy's got something pretty interesting out there.
An Amish, what's it called? What is it? Amish?
What is an Amish holiday?
Yeah, it's an Amish holiday. That's when the kids, anything that got plugged into the wall, TVs, computers, anything that you need electricity was taken away.
Wow.
You're on an Amish holiday.
Wow, that is genius. I really like that. Like,
yeah,
it's sick and deranged,
like
but it's awesome.
Right.
Yeah, it works every time. It's like, okay, you're going to be on Amish holiday.
Yeah. I love that.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was your creative punishment?
I used to, as my kids got older and their curfew got a little later, I used to sleep in their beds so that they would have to wake me up in order to get into their bed, and I would know now whether they were home on time or not.
Genius.
Ooh,
genius.
Right. That's better than mom on the phone.
Yeah.
It's totally awkward.
Yeah, I'm just going to sleep in her bed.
Right.
Till she's 29 years old.
It would drive them
crazy.
I got to be honest with you, too. I don't want to smell my mom in my bed when I get in my bed. You know what I mean?
Especially when you come in after a few. Oh,
yeah. Right.
They used to be drinking when they weren't supposed to be drinking. Would have to lean over and wake me up. Oh, they loved it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is so good.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Hi, what was your creative punishment?
Oh, it was my mom. This was bad, but I don't think they'll do it nowadays. Actually, my mom would have us kneel in the corner, not sit on our backside, but literally stand on our knees and kneel for a few minutes in the corner.
Oh, and just kneel. Well, it's kind of like a modified timeout, like when you have to make the kids sit in the corner on the little stools.
Yeah, but only this time you're punishing your knees.
Right. Yeah, it's also kind of like a modified prison camp in North Korea.
Right, probably not the right way to go.
Kind of a split between the two.
Yeah.
Well, almost.